Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Dr. Kriner Cash, superintendent of the Memphis City Schools, Dr. John Atkin, superintendent of the Shelby County School System, Bill Dries, reporter with the Memphis Daily News, and Jane Roberts from the Commercial Appeal. It's the beginning of the school year. We timed this well. This is the last year of the separate school systems. We're in a period of tremendous transition. And I'll start with Dr. Cash. What's your sense of where we are?
Well, we have mixed feelings. We have a great sense of hope and optimism before us. But at the same time, I know from opening day, we have a bit of sadness, a bit of reflection that we have had to do because we have a great lady that we're going to send home this year, and it's the Memphis City Schools. And she was elegant, she was dignified, and she was like our grandmother for many, many years, over 150 years. And she took care and raised and nurtured many, many, many Memphians. Many people who are somebody in Memphis went to the Memphis City Schools, and we look up to them. So there's that part that we have to do it, and we're going to send her home with great grace, great dignity. She took care of us. We didn't always treat her right, but she's going home.
Dr. Atkin, your sense, the Shelby County Schools also tremendous change, the possibility of some of them, the schools under that current umbrella breaking off,
right.
This big unification, the biggest unification or consolidation of schools in American history by some accounts. What's your sense right now?
I think a lot of the same feelings that Dr. Cash said. You know, we had a system-wide address last week where we invited all employees, and the theme of it was embracing the new, carrying on the legacy that has been established as well. You know, there's an end of Memphis City Schools, but it's an end of Shelby County Schools as you know it now, and obviously, as you said, a lot of uncertainty moving forward with municipals. Breaking out possibly. So a lot of the same things, but still carrying on that standard of excellence and taking that standard of excellence as we mold the two systems and keeping those standards high. And that's the challenge for all of us as we move toward one system.
So what decisions do you both need the school board to make as soon as possible so that you're not only dealing with the clear path that is this school year, but so that you're both working on what happens after?
If the board is going to get this school systems merged by July 1 of next year, which is by law the requirement, then they have to approve this plan first. That plan being approved by the board first, sooner than later, is the most important thing that they can do. I'm then confident that John and I already begun laying out the plan, mapping it out from an administrative and management standpoint of how we get to July 1 next year.
But there are so many facets of that plan that that have to start being worked on, and typically everything's driven by money, so some type of budget has to start taking place, and that involves you know, business systems being merged. How do we get to, you know, down that road? And so those types of things that have to start now.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.